USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making his first public remarks since being cleared of two articles of impeachment by the U.S. Senate yesterday. He spoke at the annual National Prayer Breakfast, Trump saying that he and his family and the nation have been put through a terrible ordeal by dishonest and corrupt people.
Courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong.
Before beginning his remarks, he held up a USA Today edition with the giant one-word headline, Acquitted. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
A legend of Hollywood's golden age, Kirk Douglas, has passed away at the age of 103. After debuting on the big screen in 1946, some of his most famous films included Young Man with a Horn, Paths of Glory, and Spartacus. He's also the father of actor Michael Douglas. The latest on how the coronavirus is affecting some Americans, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two planes carrying hundreds of Americans from the epicenter of China's fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak arrived at California's Travis Air Base. The CDC's Dr. Henry Wok.
We welcomed them to the U.S. There was applause when they walked through the door. Frankly, it was a very emotional experience.
The returning Americans will be quarantined for 2 weeks, as will 3,700 passengers on a cruise ship off Japan. 10 passengers, including an American, tested positive for the coronavirus. They were removed from the ship.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A new human rights report says at least 138 people who were deported from the United States back to El Salvador have been killed since returning to that nation. Human Rights Watch releasing a report late yesterday saying that the majority of the deaths occurred less than a year after those deportees were returned, some within days. The report also documents about 70 cases of sexual assault or other violence against returning deportees. The U.S. Justice Department Civil Rights Division opening an investigation into conditions at 4 Mississippi prisons. 15 inmates have died at those prisons since just December. The Justice Department says the investigation will focus on whether the Mississippi Department of Corrections properly protects prisoners from physical harm. Authorities will also investigate whether there's adequate suicide prevention and mental health care at those prisons. A big winter storm slowing commutes today in the Midwest, and now that storm is heading east. It's expected to bring some snow to New England, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts under winter weather advisories. Up to 5 inches of rain could fall from Virginia up to southern New England, and the southeast is under a threat of some severe thunderstorms. And American astronaut Christina Koch safely back on Earth after setting a record for the longest single spaceflight by a woman. She was on the International Space Station for 328 days. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.